Reminder everybody.
We are connected to audio.
Okay, we are only going to be recording audio this afternoon. So we are back to the microphones we had before. So please, council, remember to speak to the mic. And if you're not speaking, you could shut your mic off. That works better. So I'm going to call this meeting as 2:08 today, June 20th. I will call this meeting to order. Deleted from the agenda, we have notice of proclamations, bylaws. Deleted from this agenda, we have notice of proclamations, presentations and recognitions, public forum, and delegations. Could we have an approval? Let's look at the agenda. Does anybody need to add anything to the agenda? I would like to add under number 12C, tree nursery letter to the communities of Bloom.
I'm sorry, what C?
12C, under new business. A letter to communities in Bloom about the tree nursery. Anybody else have anything to add to the agenda?
I also have a motion about art and the symposium.
Okay. So, I would think that's maybe under new business also.
So.
Okay. So that would be D. It would be art symposium. Maybe we just call it art symposium. Okay. Anything to, when we are going to take 12A off of the table under new business. No, I'm sorry, that's not the right one. We're taking 12B off of the agenda. So the tree nursery would be 12B and 12C would be the art symposium. I'm sorry for making that confusing. Okay, could I have someone, anything else? Could I have someone approve the agenda, please? Thank you, Vince. All in favor? Thank you. To get to our minutes, we have had 3 minutes since the last general council meeting. So we have the special meeting from from May 16th. That meeting was called to speak to the food truck, Hello Forks, and giving them commercial spaces or actual public spaces with which to operate. So has everybody had a chance to look? Are there any errors or omissions from those minutes? If not, could I have someone approve those minutes, please? Thank you, Bill. All in favor of that? Thank you. The next we will look at is the regular minutes from the last meeting of May 30th. Are there any errors or omissions to those minutes? What page are we talking
about? Oh, at 40 by 40.
122, 133.
Okay.
So it's 40 by 60?
40. Okay.
I will make that change.
And if I could note on that one, under new business number 11, there was no end date on the beer gardens. I think it needed to, it says 6 p.m. to question. I think it needs to stick within our noise bylaw, does it not? So it would need to read 12. New business that we approved the beer gardens for August 13th, it would need to read 6 p.m. to 12 p.m.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yep. I was on the wrong beer gardens.
They would have to, that party would have to ask us for special permission to go past the bells.
Okay.
Yes.
On line 134, the council would approve the closure of Brockman Avenue. It says to Walker Street closure for Canada Day. That would be from the entrance to the Spring Hotel to Walker Street.
Okay.
Not the entire block.
Oh, okay.
From the entrance of Springs Hotel to Lutcher.
Okay.
Okay. So I think that you made that motion, Vince, that can be changed that way. Do you understand, Mike, that you, that was your motion on the, about the beer gardens, but because of our, because of our bylaws, we need to, there would have to be a request to pass past 12 o'clock by that party.
I don't think there was a request.
No. Yeah. So if there was a request, she would have to come to us. So we're good. Okay. Anything else to go to the regular minutes? Could I have someone approve the regular minutes, please? Thank you, Rob. All in favor? Thank you. And then we go to our second special meeting of council. It was an emergency meeting we held 2:15 after our Monday evening flood. That, and I'm going to read the motion just so that if anybody didn't read that this would be the case. The motion was that the Resort Village of Manitou Beach in the province of Saskatchewan apply to the Minister of Corrections, Policing and Public Service to be designated an eligible assistance area under the Provincial Disaster Assistance Program, which is called PDAP, which provides financial assistance for restoring essential service and property as a result of substantial damage caused by the flooding due from June 13th. And that was our sole reason for this meeting, and that's what was done. Yeah.
I'd just like to note that at the top of the page, it says present, and Councillor La Rochelle is both present and absent. He was absent. He was absent.
Yes. Okay.
I forgot to take him out of present. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for making that note. Okay. Anything else to speak to on this emergency meeting? Could I have someone approve those minutes, please? Thank you. Vince, all in favor? Thank you. That concludes approving the minutes from the three sets of minutes from our last meeting. Okay. Is there any information or anything coming from that meeting? I could speak briefly to from the regular meeting minutes. I have spoken about, I would speak to the personal request for the dog park memorial, and I have had approval from the arts committee, and I'm just waiting for coordination with the parks committee. That's just a point of interest. Okay, communication number 6. We have, and that speaks to it there, the Arts Committee. Under A, we have the Arts Committee agenda and minutes from May 25th. If we look at those minutes, I guess it's maybe not our place to correct the minutes, but I think they speak to Lori Harper rather than Lori
Harding.
Yeah. And we should, as a council, we will need to accept their membership as revised. They haven't asked us for that, but that is something we would have to acknowledge, please, because they are 5 people and they've made the decision that that was adequate for them. So if I could have someone make a motion to accept their membership as listed in their minutes. Thank you, Mike. All in favor of that? Thank you. Anything else about the Arts Committee?
Could we have someone approve their recommendations for placement of the sculptures, please?
Yes.
I'll make a motion that the list of suggested locations for the 9 different sculptures or wood carvings that may be moved to the points listed locations.
Okay, any discussion on that?
Can we read that to the people?
Read where they're going? Sure. Go ahead.
The fish is sold.
It was sold at the. They know it has to be out of the compound in the next, by the middle
that
of July. It's been bought and paid for?
Yeah, I think we were told that everything left in the compound was property of the village.
Okay.
But yeah,
we will.
So we would get that figured out.
Some follow up on that. Yeah, we want it through the office, or we want it through the chainsaw.
Probably the office.
She could just let Lori know. She's on the committee.
Lori, yeah, Lori Gill.
Gill.
Yeah. Could you do that? If that one is, because I was under the impression that it had not been that sale had not been complete.
His sale hasn't been, but him purchasing it. So that's the he was supposed to sell it from the person who carved it, but.
It's bought and paid for. That's what I'm asking. Okay. So they will, so you're saying Lori would need to notify them to remove it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, the chainsaw committee.
Chainsaw committee needs to notify the owner to have it removed.
Right. And then I can advise the committee that we were unaware that that was privately owned.
Okay. 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 Can we leave that to you, Mike, to get a hold of the right people? Okay. So we will scratch that one. So I will read the existing one. The art piece is the woman dog. It will be going to the dog park, as noted in the last, at the last meeting. The octopus will be going to Human Park. The mermaid will be going near the main beach. The shaman will be going to the east corner of Cummings and Unwin. The Sasquatch will be going to the top of the hill behind the community garden. The bears will be going in front of the village office, and the crows will be removed. And the crows will be moved to the corner of Lakeview and John Street. And the shrimp, it's recommended to leave on the wood carving site for further events, as this was a big piece. It would be hard to move and it was at certain. Okay, so we have the motion to accept there. Is there any more discussion?
Is there any need for an inspection of the crows to make sure? Like,
that has been done. I think that's
so
why.
So it is in a status that it's worth it doesn't repair or?
It does need repair, but I think, I don't know, I'm assuming it'll be repaired, but we don't know exactly.
Because I would like to see it dealt with before it goes to that location, because I'm assuming it needs repair, but I'm not going to.
Okay. So would you like to amend your motion to take the crows and the fish off of? So
remove the fish if it is resolved, but
seven of the pieces.
Make all of the pieces moved to the location suggested for pending inspection and repair.
Okay.
That's a good way to do it.
Okay.
And you know.
Thank you, Vic. Is that covered then? Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor? Thank you. Thank you for bringing that to our attention immediately. Okay, Arts Committee, I think we've got that one covered. We've moved on to the Library Board meeting minutes. It's pretty cut and dry. If there's any questions, I attended that one. Any questions? No? Okay, we are at the Marketing Group meeting minutes.
That was an agenda.
I'm sorry. Which?
Isn't that what this is? It's an agenda.
Up for the marketing group, yes, that was their agenda. The meeting for June 15th was, there was no meeting held, so they have room within their structure to be able to approve the CBO's report and their financials, and that has been done. So if there are any questions, okay, could I have someone move the communication reports, number six, unless there's some discussion. Thank you, Bill. All in favor of the communication report? Thank you. Employee report is Wayne around.
Wayne is not available today. They're changing membranes at the water treatment plant.
I can totally understand that Wayne would not be available.
So they have waited quite a while for these. So
yeah,
as soon as we got them, they wanted to schedule a day, and it just happened to be today. So
okay. We can brief. Did you want to brief his report, or do you want me to sort of pick up highlights?
Yeah, it's a long report.
They had a lot of maintenance issues when they pulled in the all of the mowers for the year. Essentially, we were a little bit late starting cutting grass, but everything was down. There was motors on mowers that had one bolt attached to the frame. Like, they were just, no maintenance has been done on them for a long time. So we are seeing some larger bills for the maintenance of the equipment this year, but hopefully it's going to be a one-time deal and our maintenance staff will keep that up as they go along. You know, they've been putting in some extra hours. They had a planned power outage. A couple employees have to come in and flush lines, but it did save us from the boil water advisory.
I'm going to note that our outside employees have all taken their limits.
Yes.
Councillor Hayward had mentioned the beach sand needing work, and I see they've got that done. That was at the last meeting we mentioned that. So that was done, which is wonderful.
Well, it won't be something after that.
Pardon me?
Won't mean nothing after the big rain.
No, but actually, it still looks good. I saw it, yeah, just the other day, and it's still looking good. The beach hasn't been too busy yet, so. And all of the old appliances got off that deck at the community hall. That was nice. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, that's pretty much what, they've been busy. They found a water leak from a curb that was repaired at on Lake Ave. And now they're moving into just some repairs after the flood on Monday. And that kept them pretty busy last week.
And I would like to add thank you to the maintenance staff. They got at it quick. They got things done. The communities around that helped.
They stayed as long as needed. Lots of them worked right through the night, only to come back at like 6 a.m. And yeah, they were really great.
They did.
So we were very happy that they were more than willing to take that on.
I would also like to add how essential it is that we have the competent staff that we have, how important it is to have those people, because these incidents come up, whether it's water, whether it's snow, and you need manpower. You just can't survive without it.
And we need manpower that knows how to do it.
We did it.
Excellent job. Yes. Under things to do, I don't like to do this, but we need to do it. Since we've just had the motion to move the art, we'll need to add it to Wayne's list that the art needs to be moved. And it's going to have to be moved shortly because we need the plaza for the office parts.
Something like that too, if you don't mind. The East Gate to the dog park are things to do.
Oh, that, yes, that is on his things to do, just not on this list, but
thank you for bringing that. Anything else to anybody to have any questions of Wayne's report? Any questions you need to help answer? Someone who would bring acceptance of Wayne's report, please. Thank you, Bill. All in favor? Thank you. Denise, it's your turn. Please.
Have the PDOT meeting organized for this week for anyone that had any damage. They're willing to walk you guys through the process. If anyone, the application process, they'll be out here Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. So hopefully, if anyone needs help, they will take advantage of that.
I noticed that the town watchers had posted it also. So is it open to the community of watchers to also?
Yes, we thought we might as well do both at the same time. So it's for both communities.
So
yeah.
Communities are working.
That's why we booked the hall. So there's lots of room for advisors to sit in different corners with people. So.
And has anybody that's called the offices been contacted?
Yes.
Good. Thank you very much.
The hall or dance line?
It's a dance line. Yeah.
Thank you. Continue, please.
Still working with Jensen Stromberg to get the audit complete. That's been a little more timely than I would have liked. The June Recreation and Parks grant was applied for. Thank you, Poppy, for bringing that in. I haven't heard yet if they've done anything there. Still working through SAMA callbacks. servicing agreement, yep, all that stuff, so.
Okay, any questions of Elise? Right, someone move the report, please. Thank you, Rob, all in favor? Yeah, okay, we'll move on to, we're moving on to number eight, financial statement. Well, here we go with the nitty-gritty. Any questions of Elise, or are there some highlights you want to carefully shuffling papers in front of the microphone? A tough one for people. Okay, any questions? First, we have a working budget, is what we're looking through.
We have 150,000 brought in from reserves to cover our lift station, east side lift station upgrades. If that will proceed this year, we're still waiting for our engineers' design on that so we can take it to tender. I mean, I hope we're not too late for to find someone to do it this fall, but otherwise we'll be working with the municipal funding program to see if we can hopefully get it extended the year. We'll see how that.
And hands up, yeah, and it's something that's sort of out of our hands. You can only make so many phone calls, and only
yeah,
you're doing what you can.
And every other agency is experiencing the exact same delays.
Yeah,
and, yeah.
Right. Thank you for doing what you can. Okay. Under financial statements. Okay, under financial statements, we've got that one. So now we're dealing. We just need a motion, right, to accept the budget as presented?
So I need a motion to accept a mill rate, and then the tax tools is done in a separate bylaw.
Okay. So please tell us what was our mill rate last year, and what are we looking at this year?
Last year was 10 mills, and of course, it's council's decision at 10 or 10.5. mills that I brought forward, and last year it was a 10 cents a square foot minimum tax across the board, proposal to bring that commercial up to a more acceptable level so that they're paying for the services that the village provides for them. We've increased it to 12 cents per square foot, and proposed for the mill rate factors of one for residential, 1.4 for commercial in tax scenario one, and that's the one that the numbers that I plugged into the budget.
Okay, so tell me how we are working with this. So we just need a motion to adopt the mill rate and the set mill rate, and then we will need a bylaw to accept the ratios.
Yes, the tax tools.
Okay, so on that note, could I have someone give us a proposal of a motion to set the mill rate? We are at 10, and the proposal is to hold it at 10. Could I have someone?
I make a motion to keep it at 10.
Okay, any discussion on that? To hold the mill rate at 10%? I think it's percentage, right? At 10. Okay. All in favor of that motion? Thank you. There. Sorry. Due diligence. Could I have someone approve a motion to accept the financial statements as presented? Thank you, Rob. All in favor? Okay. To number nine, payments of accounts. And as with anything, all our power is running strong and all everything else is going big. Are there any questions with the actual ledger here? Vince, I think you've got a question on your. Nope, no question. I thought I saw that one. Nope.
Wait, on number 30, we that's the cost of our membranes. We purchased our membranes through drop water this year. They were able to provide us with a cheaper rate than the last provider. So
okay.
It doesn't look very nice at over 10,000, but I think the quote would have been closer to 14 with the last supplier, so we saved a little bit there.
And that became, yeah, we had to change membranes because we had to switch welds and we had problems with welds.
Mm-hmm.
Our membranes were, destroyed. We didn't have much, we don't have much help. Yeah, not much we can do about that. But that's a good price.
Relatively it is speaking, what it is, right?
Relatively speaking. Okay. Could I have someone approve the account for payment, please? Thank you, Mike. All in favor? Thank you. Let's pay the bills. Okay. We have three, under number 10, we have three bylaws and policies to cover today. For your information, each of these bylaws needs three readings. The first one is for, if I can read it, please, subject to the consent of the Minister of Highways, a municipality agrees to close and transfer the municipal street described as, it's in section 8, there are
Schedule A,
I'm sorry. Do we have it here so I can explain it?
That's the agreement.
That's the agreement. Isn't that what we need, or it's the bylaw? Okay. It's to close a roadway. And what we have done is we have saved 10 feet out of that roadway.
I mean, 20.
20 feet out of that roadway for ourselves so that we, as a village, we will always have access for any municipal
utilities
that we may need to grant. It is an agreement of probably 10 or 12 pages. Could someone explain this in 10 words so that we don't have to read it? Yeah, please.
This is a bylaw to accommodate sale of a portion of Saskatoon Street that travels south from Elizabeth Avenue to the alley. It's a streetway that would never be developed as a roadway. So we agreed to sell a portion to the landowner to the east and retain 20 feet of easement for the village for use of infrastructure.
Well said, thank you, Bill. I was going to stumble on that for a long time. So, I guess,
I'm a little confused. Are we keeping 20 feet or 20 feet is easement?
We are keeping 20 feet.
Definitely.
Yeah. And it is currently undeveloped.
And very steep.
So, that is bylaw 13-2022. Is that sufficient reading? That explain it? Okay. So this is the first reading of bylaw 13-2022. Could I have someone move the first reading of this bylaw? Thank you, Vince. Discussion? All in favor? Thank you. Second reading of the bylaw 13-2022 to sell a portion of a roadway to property owners east of that roadway. Bylaw 13-2022, could I have someone move for the second reading of this bylaw? Thank you, Bill. All in favor of that? Thank you. And I think because there is nothing pending as far as speed or is concerned, we will put the third reading off to the next council meeting. Are we all in favor? I guess I don't need more. It's just rather than having a motion to okay, so we will put the second and third reading of that bylaw off to the next council meeting, which is July 18th. Okay, our second bylaw is a
I don't have anything written yet. Do I? Yep, there's there is one there. It is the extension of time for our 2021 financial statements.
Yeah. Here we go. Just a minute. Now I see it. I'm sorry, Lisa. I didn't have it. I just have more information before that. Okay. So the short title of this bylaw is called the 2021 Financial Statement Extension. And the purpose of this bylaw is to extend the time required to the completion of the financial statement. The Council of the Resort Village of Manitou Beach in the province of Saskatchewan enacts the following. For the 2021 financial year, the time required for the completion of certain and audit procedures for the Resort Village of Manitou Beach be extended as follows. The time required pursuant to subsection 185 of the Municipalities Act to complete the annual audit of the municipality books and record and record of the financial statements be extended to September 13, 2022. The time required pursuant of subsection 186 of the Municipalities Act to publicize the financial statement and the auditor's report be and be extended to September 29, 2022. The time required pursuant to subsection 185 of the Municipalities Act to publicize the financial statement and auditor's report B and is extended to November 30th, 2022. Could I have someone move the first reading of this bylaw, please? Thank you, Rob. Any discussion on this bylaw? I can say that it's pretty standard, and it's because we are still waiting for auditor's reports that we have to have an extension. And the Municipalities Act requires that we do so. All in favor of the first reading of this? Thank you. Second reading of bylaw 15-2022 would be the same as what I just read beforehand. Could I have someone move the motion to read it the second time? Thank you, Vince. More discussion? All in favor? Thank you. And because of the time frame we're dealing with, this is due on by the end of this month. I ask that I have approval from the group to do a third reading. Could I have a motion to have a third reading of this bylaw, please? Thank you, Bill. Any discussion for that? I think it's explanatory. It's important for the end of the month. All in favor of allowing the third reading? Thank you. I would like to make the third reading of bylaw 15-2022 at this time. Could I have someone move the third reading of bylaw 15-2022, please? Thank you. Mike, discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That concludes our information and our bylaw 15. We go to our third bylaw, which is to provide the use of the tax tools. As we were speaking of, we had a motion to accept our mill rate. And now we need a motion to accept the mill rate factors. So this bylaw 16-2022 is to provide for the use of those tax tools. The bylaw shall be known as the 2022 Minimum Tax and Mill Rate Levy Bylaw. A minimum tax shall be applied to the types and classifications of property included in the table below. Residential property, minimum tax will be valued at 10 cents per square foot of the total property. Commercial and industrial tax rate will be a value of 12 cents per square foot of the total property. Number three, the mill rate factor shall be applied to the municipal uniform mill rate levied against all taxable property. Residential mill rate factor will be one. And commercial and industrial mill rate factor 1.4. In doing this bylaw, we would be repealing bylaw 7-2021 that we put in place last year when we set our mill rate and did our mill rate factors. The bylaw shall come into effect for June 20th, 2022, or the date of its final passing. Could I have someone approve the first reading of bylaw 16-2022? Thank you, Vince. Discussion on this bylaw?
I don't agree with this. I mean, but I guess. Solely commercial is taking the hit on this.
Okay, any other discussion? Anybody else care to speak to it? Yes, Rob.
Well, I guess I stopped keeping track of our time on the finance committee at 11 hours. So we have spent 11 hours plus other time where we worked with all of council to get to this point. Now we're under the wire to have this bylaw by the deadline. What's the deadline?
June 30th.
June 30th. So this isn't something that has just been fabricated or rushed or anything. We've gone through this to great extent. The finance committee extended the discussion to go to all of council. So all of council was welcome and invited to those meetings. And the mill rate has not been raised, which is a good thing, I guess. But we have bills to pay. We have too much debt. And this is how we need to deal with that. So I think it needs to be read today unanimously that we need to have three readings today to meet our deadline.
Thank you, Rob. Any more discussion on this first reading of this bylaw? All in favor of the first reading of this bylaw? Unanimous, thank you very much. This will be the second reading of bylaw 16-2022. Quickly, I will brief it as the residential minimum tax will be 10 cents per square foot. Commercial and industrial will be 12 cents per square foot. Mill rate factor, residential 1. Mill rate factor for commercial and industrial 1.4. Could I have someone approve the second reading of bylaw 16-2022? Thank you. Bill? Any more discussion? All in favor of the second reading? Thank you. In order to have three readings of this bylaw, we have to have a unanimous approval from council as to the ability to continue with our third reading. So I'm asking if I can have a motion from the floor to have our third reading for this bylaw, please. Thank you, Bill. Discussion on this? It's pretty cut and dry. Do I have approval? All in favor? I do. Thank you very much. Third reading of bylaw 16-2022 is on the floor. It is the bylaw to provide the use of tax tools in order to establish our tax rate. Could I have someone give me the approval to have our third reading of bylaw 16-2022, please? Thank you, Rob. I think we've had our discussion. I'll open it up if there is more discussion. All in favor of bylaw 16-2022? Thank you, Council. Information and correspondence. Let's move on to number 11. Commissioners' reports. So we start with the commissioners' report for May 26th. We have a vehicle that was in a back lane, and we have an unkept yard from May 26th from our commissioner. We move on to June 4th, and we have the same van. We have some property complaints, and we have garbage. And we move on to June 9th. Pardon me? Yes.
I'd just like to make a comment on one of these, and it was basically
Is this on the second, on the June report?
This is on the June report.
Okay, go ahead.
It was a property owner who took it upon himself to place five wooden stakes with the intention of protecting five volunteer poplar saplings that were growing in a grassed lane. And it was explained that the lane was for vehicles and access, and that volunteer trees were really not to be maintained within the alley. We would actually appreciate if volunteer trees were growing in your alley to please eliminate them. The alleys are there for access, for the mowers to get through, for fire suppression if required. So we need all the length or all the width of our alleys that we can get. So please don't promote the growth of trees in the alleys.
Okay, so this was the third report we're talking about. Thank you very much. Okay, now I was going to say when we're talking about this, we're talking about the van, and the van that was sitting in the back lane has been removed, and that file has been closed. The report of dogs, the dog is no longer at the residence.
Yeah, people want to know that.
Yeah, the dog is no longer at that residence, and the file has been closed. There was some civic addresses that were amiss, and I think that Mr. Bob Gourley, I know we affectionately call him Philo Bob, but Mr. Gourley was checking into that and getting things done. He's been busy, and as it goes, yes. Anything you wanted to add to his reports that you may know?
No.
Okay. Anybody have anything to add or questions? No. We're all good? Okay. And he thanked us for having him to the staff lunch. Okay. That is it for the commissioner's report. The Parks Committee is, or the PARCX.
This is just informational, so if everybody just wants to go through them.
Yeah, this is a newsletter, and I just like to draw everybody's attention to remind people that we paid this membership. On a condition, I guess, or whatever. We're watching it, yeah. Okay. What are we getting out of this?
Okay, so is this newsletter available at the, is it copied and it's at the front and the office of somebody?
If somebody wants it, we can copy it for them. They should have emailed it out.
Okay, there's one.
I can have mine.
I assume that it's online if a person wants to look for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. But if you have a copy and you want to share it with the main office, you can too. Okay. Then we move on to a request. So what this is was council's request to the marketing group. It was a motion made in the last meeting. I'll read it just so that.
I think this was probably just an oops added that this really didn't need to go into the. This was okay. Just my follow-up motion
sure.
That I provided to mm-hmm. our development officer.
Okay. It just speaks to the Resort Village asking the marketing group to find out what the business community is thinking and what they're looking at.
Yeah, that was in the minutes of the right of the meeting that we already did.
Okay, thank you very much. Then we have the information through the local immigration partnership called the Partnership Council. Again, it's for information, but I do think they are looking for members, right?
This is what Sherman was asking.
He had asked them to come and they were
part of it.
Yeah, he had asked them to come to a meeting and that was at the Anglican Hall, and they came and spoke to a number of people. Now they're looking to create a broader group to work with immigration. So if anybody is interested, this information is there. I think that pretty much speaks to it, right? Yeah. Okay, so that is the partnership. Now we have, is this another newsletter?
This is CETA.
Could you speak to that, please?
This... not actually sure where this printer came from, but I had brought them forward in my my report last month and this month as well, they are having their annual meeting September 27th and 28th. And just keep in mind, if anyone wants to register, that we do so.
Mm-hmm. And we can see that the marketing group is sending them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's of interest. Okay. Okay.
Everything they do is extremely well done.
Yeah, that's kind of what I got from their I went online and just checked everything out. It would probably be worth if two people from council wanted to go.
Okay. Well, if we were going to do our, is that within our budget or do we need a motion?
I think you would have enough in council professional development.
Okay. So we don't need a motion if somebody does want to go. Okay. I'm
no, just let
check.
Me know.
I would like, I'm thinking I would like to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might want to declare.
That's what I was wondering. Do you feel that there's a conflict there? And I will leave. It's a proposal. So I'm going to. You're the vice chair at this point. Who's our vice chair to the end of June? Okay. So I'm going to recuse myself at this point, and I would ask Rob to read the letter.
Okay, so I say who is from?
Yes, you can. And it's,
yes, you don't, sometimes they're blocked out and sometimes they're not.
Yes, and you don't necessarily have to read the whole letter if you don't want either. It's totally up to you.
Okay, very quickly, submitted to the Village Council Administration Manitou Beach. The most effective way to access the beach area from the regional park campground is to utilize Water Street. There are stop signs at the junction of Lakeview Avenue and Watcher Street, but nothing to control the safety of persons crossing Elizabeth Avenue. A steady stream of campers and locals heading to and from the beach area could be observed on any day during the summer. I've also observed that although the speed limit is clearly marked at 40K, as drivers come down the hill heading east, they tend to disregard this notice. Therefore, I would propose that in conjunction with the Department of Highways, the village implement a crosswalk corridor with the appropriate signage and overhead light to do the three things: to help protect pedestrians from oncoming traffic, to legally make motor vehicle operators responsible to allow for foot traffic, to give the village the protection from legal action by following due diligence in this matter. As a village resident, safety professional, and former Minister of Highways, I believe this proposal will help to keep pedestrians safe and improve our image as a caring community and desirable tourist destination. Thank you, Sherwin Peterson. It's being asked to be read as correspondence. So is there a motion that comes out of this or?
I mean, I think it's a great, great suggestion. We are in precarious relationships right now with highways and with the regional park, trying to work in collaboration with them. I don't know if this is something that we want to bring forward as a, you know, a budget item during our strategic planning or next year's budget, or something that we could just take under advisement and look at it in the future.
I would speak to it in spirit. It's a very good suggestion. It's going to require cooperation from three different parties, highways. We would also look for some partnership from regional park campground, bear the expense of all of this. So I think it's worth researching. My suggestion is that we file it as a project for the future. We really don't have a budget room in the budget for the undertaking of this type of infrastructure at this time, but I think it's well worth looking at in future planning and start discussions with all the different parties that would be involved in this, essentially to be able to perhaps in the future
make it come. Do you want to make a motion to research this?
I would make a motion to, certainly research it, for future consideration.
Any discussion?
I think being as it will be a collaborative effort with the, like Joe said, with the park, the regional park, the Highway East, definitely. I think that the letter should be forwarded on to the other parties that could be involved, just so that they're aware of what's in the wind. Not necessarily that we're going to be trying to accommodate it right away, but it is been proposed as a potential problem, and that we want to look at it in the future. Just so that they're aware.
Any other discussion on the recent motion?
I have no discussion.
Okay, on the vote, we agree with the motion to research this idea with priorities. Probably makes it so easy. See how quiet it is?
I know. We know some points that we're using. Okay. Have we had information, correspondence? I have a motion from somebody to approve correspondence as presented?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. All in favor? New business. We have an offer, number 12 under new business. We have an offer to purchase. I think, Elise, would you like to speak to us?
Sure. So we have a repair that is interested in those three parcels.
Clearly.
We have a ratepayer that is interested in these three parcels listed. They would like to develop those three lots that are owned by the village with allowing a back alley extension from our previous lot. It basically cuts off the alley as it sits right now. That would have to go through the subdivision process. His proposal is to clean up those low-lying lots and add fill with the potential of adding power underground to clean up that area. And I drove out there and I can definitely see the aesthetics could be fixed there. It's not a very nice looking area. He is willing to pay for all subdivision costs, and we are bringing it forward to council today to see if they're interested in this in principle. And we will have an agreement drawn up between both parties, similar to the Saskatoon Street for the lots and the alley. And we will go from there.
Okay. Did you want me to actually read the letter, or do you think?
I don't think that's necessary. If anyone wants to see it, they can come into the office and request a copy.
Yeah.
I would support this because, and I know the people in the gallery at home are probably wondering, like, what's the detail here? And I guess they have to come in to get that kind of detail. But what it does is it eliminates a very, very short alley that is only really used by one, maybe two individuals, and it provides the alley access off the highway directly rather than parallel alley that we're looking at. The reason I like this is because it creates a tax base. We would be able to tax, the alley would be sold to that resident, and then this small portion of land up against the highway, which is a mess right now, would also become his, and he would fill it and clean it up, and as Elise said, something to do with drainage has to be considered in this plan. But you know, it just seems so logical because he gets what he wants, and we get something out of the deal too. So I consider this a win-win.
And if I could add to that, I think this particular ratepayer has proven himself with past history that he's been able to take nothing and turn it into something, and as we've been able to receive some tax base because of it.
And this process is already precedented from the Saskatoon Street situation. Mm-hmm. So it's like this is sort of a very similar engagement.
Okay. I think in this instance, I'd like to call the council. Does anybody else have anything they want to say about this? Bill, please.
I think in principle, it's a reasonable proposition. I do have my concerns in regards to with the raising of land, that basically we make sure that we can see basically the design for engineering of drainage, also extension of the north-south alley, to be assured that it's not going to create a future problem. So I believe if we come up with a satisfactory price for the land and the developer is willing to cover the cost of subdivision and the extension of the alley, but I would agree with them.
Okay. Mike, do you have any thoughts on this one?
Yeah, pretty much the same. As long as what he has in the letter there, we hold true to and extend that out, you know. And keep in mind the weeding pile we're putting down in that ditch there for the pumps up. Some pumps at stations.
Yeah.
I'm in favor. I looked at it a number of times and I concur.
Okay. Could I have someone create a motion then in favor of this proposal in principle? Rob? Did you want to voice something or?
Does that need to be articulated or is it just being the support of the.
That's probably
my motion is to support his application in principle.
Okay.
Right. I have a with appropriate drainage, local access, extended alley and survey, and tiles. Is that what you said, Mike?
Weeping tiles.
That's part of the drainage process.
Yeah. Okay.
And stay invincible in case something comes up that might sabotage this.
And satisfactory price to you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, and yeah. Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor of that motion? Thank you. Okay. Under new business was the tree nursery. So I'll just sort of elaborate what I was speaking of when we talked about that. The Units in Bloom has a tree nursery just on the very east side of what we call the Dampsland property.
Drive-in.
I'm sorry, I said it again. I'm getting these two. Drive-in property, thank you. It is right by the row of trees that the tall poplars that go to the regional park. Anyway, over the years, they have been putting trees in there and with the hope to move them someplace else. Because we, as a council, are actively looking for potential. There is an active interest in larger properties. I think it's important that we speak to the communities in Bloom about moving that nursery or creating those streets and other areas around the village. So my hope is that council will approve a letter to go to communities in Bloom that addresses this situation and we work productively with communities and creating these trees elsewhere. Any discussion, or would someone create a motion for that and then we can discuss it more? Thank you, Bill. That sort of cover it, a motion to move those
trees? Yes.
Yeah. I think it's something we need to do by the end of this year.
Well, I don't just support the motion. I look very eager to see where these trees are. I really want to see these trees out there. So it's great.
Any more discussion on those trees? I think the village has put some trees in there too, but would go ahead.
I was just going to say, should the CID be, we have them directly to the parks group, our parks advisory committee, to see what they have.
Communities in Bloom has already made it, it's already motioned in their books that any trees from the nursery are available to the park.
But if they work collaboratively on that, then
we would need to involve parks. Yeah. I can see
the problem is if you put a stake into a long term, we might end up killing three trees to put in a big tree.
So we might have to start that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They do have, Parks Committee does have somebody at this point, like a subcommittee within their group, that is looking at placement for trees in Wellington Park.
And Parks does have a CIB member on it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's just a matter of us making it clear that we are actively seeking purchasers for that property. So if we don't move it, those trees will become their property. So we
fire
need to get them.
Fire the starting pistol and have it done.
Okay, so the motion is
that the trees be moved by the end of the year with a collaborative work between Parks and CIB.
Okay, any more discussion on that? All in favor of that motion? Thank you very much.
Does the rec board have any rep to Parks?
At this time, I'm not sure. Okay, Rob, see on new business with the art symposium.
Yeah, so I wrote something in the newsletter about the ownership, the difference in ownership between the carvings and the sculptures. And I learned a lot at the rec board meeting that I attended, and I look forward to this year's art symposium. And I'd like to make a motion that administration create some kind of agreement with the owners of those pieces that would include insurance, moving them, perhaps a one-year agreement, year-to-year agreement, and then some kind of sales clause, because if they sell their work, should there be a buffer time? Like, what kind of time do we get notice if one of those artists sells their work? Is it just gone the next day? What kind of regard do we need in this agreement? Not unlike the one that Mike did for the carvings. That one was also about care. I don't think we have any maintenance expectations. But this is a good time to do this because these people will be here for a good chunk of time in August. And if they want to talk, if there's, you know, some face-to-face to get some of this worked out, that would be the time to do it.
Okay. If that looks good. Any discussion, any questions of Rob? Any discussion on this scenario?
On that, another note on that, Rob, maybe if there was a sale of an art piece and it was being removed, that the location be left and then do all that. Do you believe they're placed on permanent paths?
The chainsaw ones are the art ones?
One is in front of Dan's Smash. That's on concrete.
Mm-hmm. The turtle, I don't think it is.
I thought it was on the little steel path.
Anyway, it's on a hub. A hub cap.
Yeah, already.
Yeah.
Like, my question is, one of those works is now, it was in a compound for the longest time. It ended up in a private yard. You know, if that moves again, what is the village's accountability here? If that were to move, are we be looked at as caregivers of that one? Because it's in a, you know what I mean? We need some of this cleaned up.
Yeah, yeah. And if it's sitting on private property, it's part of the village's responsibility.
Yeah, right. It wouldn't be our responsibility if it's a private sculpture sitting on private property. Maybe
it was whisked away from that location to the private location.
It may be an assumption.
What happens if it's whisked away again? Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or the property sells. Yeah, that kind of thing. Okay. Yeah, you're right. We need to clean that all up. Okay. In general, in principle, do we all understand Rob's motion? Any more discussion on that motion? All in favor of that motion? Unanimous. Thank you very much. Boy, did we whip through this one. Good, good. Okay. Round table discussion. Maybe we've got bigger things to discuss on the round table. I will start with Vince. Would you like to start, please?
No, I think anything that I have to discuss has been
Well, okay, well, I'm going to ask you, you are our council representative on the rec board. You've got anything to tell us about the rec board?
Well, the rec, there was a request which was looked after at the last meeting to use the camps and the stage and so on.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing the rec board is looking for right now is to get a date that we may potentially, you know, about the time that we can have the village staff move the camp to the site, because we're looking at nailing down volunteers for that.
Yes,
day.
And I've been in correspondence with Chris about that, and he's just getting some contact information for me for the volunteer, okay, so that our people can contact their people to meet or set a time and those types of things.
Okay.
If I can add to it then, I think the rec board is looking for a lot of volunteers right now. So if anybody is interested in helping out with the Buxton event, which is the 24th, 25th, 26th of June, or anything that they wish to help with the Canada Day, they could reach any member of the rec board, and that member will get your information to where it needs to be, and they would gratefully accept any volunteers at this point. Am I accurate?
That's okay. Right. We need volunteers for those two events, and the idea of putting up a tent on probably like around the 22nd or 23rd of June is to have it available there for the busking event and for campers.
Well, so it's going into Human Park? Is that where
the tent is going? The tent is going on to the property west of the Madison Springs Hotel, where we have it for the
permission has been.
And what we need is, we do need some volunteers. We need some people that can swing a mallet to put in the right design.
Okay, and they can reach you or
me or Chris. Chris Moffitt.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
the big tent.
The big tent is going in there on the north side of the Madison Springs Hotel, on the north side, starting at the west corner, and that would be
okay. Any questions of it?
Did you have a date?
Well, the Buskers event starts on the 24th, so it'd likely be the 23rd or the 22nd, and that's where we'll get finalized with the village staff to bring the 4 or 5 pallets of product to assemble that large tent, and we get brought down to the site.
Okay, that answers that one then. Okay, any more questions of this? No? Okay, round table. Mike, would you have anything to
add?
No? Nothing? Okay. Nothing at all. Any questions of Mike? What's happening at the beach, on the main beach? No? Okay. Rob?
No.
Okay. Bill?
Nothing at this point.
Nothing at this point. Well, okay. I'm just going to say, reiterate how important and how wonderful it was that our village people worked so well getting us through this flood. Thank you for the village staff in the office for looking after all of the PDAP information, all those things that we need to be done. Calming the nerves of more than a few people. We truly appreciate that. And I will adjourn this meeting as of, what is our time?
3:16.
Oh, 3:16. Okay. I'm adjourning this meeting today as at 3:16. Our next meeting is July 18th at 2 p.m. back here. Am I correct? Thank you.